statewide on the Golf Club Network. It's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Indeed, you are in the clubhouse. It's a beautiful day. In the clubhouse, Ryan Ballingy will be joining us, Dave Andrews, Mick Terrell, Kevin Sprecher, and Paul McCarthy is going to help us with our mental game. He's the author of The Successful Golfer. It's a book and an app you can take to the course to help you when you're getting down on yourself on the golf course. It happens to a lot of people. Hey, it happens in life, and you need to get that negative thinking out. But Ryan Ballingy, standing by, writer, owner, and operator of Golf News Net and co-founder of Good Hood. First, let's thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Acura of Honolulu. Now more than ever, choosing an Acura just makes sense. With this much traffic, you should ride in comfort. Introducing the Acura RLX and RLX Advance. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, visually stunning. Nature and Robert Trent Jones Jr. conspired to create a stunning venue for golfers of all abilities, a unique and unforgettable golf experience. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem. And Star Protection. Get your property threat and risk assessment, then protection for your home or business, for your concert or special event, like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Get the Star Team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California.
PGA Tour is back in Hawaii in January. Hyundai Tournament of Champions is our first tournament. It's on Maui. The Elite Winners Only Field plays at Kapalua Plantation Course. All ticket sales money goes to charities on Maui. And the first full field PGA Tour event of 2014 is on Oahu at Wailea Country Club. John Daly, Hideki Matsuyama, Ro Ishikawa, and Guan Tianlong sponsor exemptions in this 144-man field. Get your tickets at all First Hawaiian Bank locations and support Friends of Hawaii Charities. Acura of Honolulu has an incredible offer for well-qualified buyers. No payments for 90 days on all 2013 and 2014 Acuras in stock. You can ride through the holidays in style with no payments until February of 2014. Call TJ Jones, the general sales manager, today, or you can visit them at 777 Ala Moana Boulevard in Kakaako. We've got a high surf advisory for the north-facing shores of all of the islands, and it's going to be just one of those partly cloudy days with isolated showers in the morning with mostly cloudy skies in the afternoon and scattered showers just to cool us off, because the high today is expected to be about 85 degrees and the winds are variable, so the cloud cover will make us feel just a little bit more comfortable. Ryan Ballingy wrote for Back 9 Network, Golf Channel, NBC Sports, and that was Golf Pro Talk. He blogged for SB Nation's Waggle Room, and now owner-operator of Golf News Net. He started that quite a while ago. He hosted the 19th Hole Golf Show podcast for 9 years, launched golfnewsnet.com, and now he's back with it. Welcome to the show, Ryan.
Hi, Danielle. How are you?
Excellent. You know, I didn't realize that you spent 9 years doing a podcast, writing, and you've written for so many different outlets. Now you're doing it for yourself. Tell us about what was the decision and what your favorite part about the game of golf is.
Yeah, I've been back doing Golf News Net. I left Back 9 Network in April and came back to my roots a little bit. I've owned Golf News Net as a domain, but basically to hold my podcast for the last decade or so. And when I went to work with Golf Channel and NBC, I stopped doing the podcast and obviously stopped doing Golf News Net to write for them. And finally kind of come back to doing it for myself. And I think I found my voice again. I found my radio voice again. I'm doing the podcast again on a weekly basis, which has me excited because radio is one of my first loves. And I love broadcasting. It's probably just about as much as I love playing golf. I love to get to meet new people and try new places, and I think that's kind of the crux of my vigor for life, is just to try new things, and I think golf gives me an opportunity to do that every time I play.
Back 9 Network is kind of the style, the behind the scenes, the lifestyle of golf, where I think of Golf Channel and NBC Sports. The Golf Pro Talk is more about scores and about how the game is played and what the players are doing during the game. What are you bringing to Golf News Net? Are you kind of combining those two? Because you must be into the style and the lifestyle of golf to some extent to have worked there.
I think it's a little bit of a combination of the two things, because I don't want to necessarily focus solely on things that are extracurricular to golf, and I don't want to focus, definitely don't want to focus on just leaderboards, because that's not my forte. I think it, Golf News Net offers a unique prism through which to view the game, and I'm not going to cover every headline, I'm not going to cover every story. I'm going to cover the things that I think are interesting, and hopefully we'll have a different spin on things you may have seen elsewhere, and hopefully it gets you thinking, talking.
Yeah, and you definitely can do that with some of the things that are going on in the game. And we had a Vijay Singh update and his suit against the tour. This story about a mini tour and Jeff Cochran losing his supposed sponsor. Very strange story. We've had experience with mini tours in Hawaii that didn't come to fruition. Took a lot of money from a lot of local players and never actually delivered on their promises. But before we get into any of those, let's talk a little bit about Tiger Woods. Okay, he's going from West Coast to East Coast for his annual fundraising Elite Field tournament that's being played in California for the last time before he goes to Florida. Why do you think he's making the big change coast to coast?
I think predominantly it's sponsor driven. He's had a difficult time in finding a consistent title sponsor for this tournament for the last really 5 years or so. And Northwestern Mutual came in a big way the last couple of years to present last year and this year to be the title sponsor. And they have a nice relationship with Tiger Woods and the Woods Foundation. But I think that the property company behind Isleworth and the company that puts on the Tavistock company,
yeah,
they're willing to inject a lot of money into this and to put it into their rotation of properties. And I think this won't be a permanent home for the Tiger Woods World Challenge. That Isleworth will not be the final resting place for it. It'll probably go around to these properties. The ones the Bahamas Woods played for in the Tavistock Cup the last couple of years. Albany will probably host this in 2015. So I think it'll be an opportunity to showcase the Tavistock properties for the company as a title sponsor. But for Woods, it'll give his tournament a sense of stability at the title sponsorship level, where he knows he doesn't have to go begging hat in hand every year to make sure this tournament can be funded and run the way that he wants it to, so it can benefit his foundation.
It's funny that we're thinking of Tiger Woods looking for a sponsor.
Yeah, I know it seems strange, but at this time of year, it's really difficult to get title sponsors to pony up the amount of money that the Woods Foundation would like to see in a title sponsor role, because it's 18 players. It's not like it's getting a ton of television viewers. It's when people care the least about golf. So I think that's probably the difficulty in it. And he would admit to that.
And he goes out and shoots a course record 62 yesterday. The question is, can he follow through with that on the weekend, which has recently been his Achilles heel, so to speak. So it's going to be interesting to see how he finishes, and it certainly is wonderful watching him. When he plays well, he is amazing to watch. Vijay Singh, on his suit against the PGA Tour. His attorneys want all documents, all communications related to possible or actual violations of the PGA Tour's anti-doping program. Doug Barron, Matt Every, Mark Calcavecchia, Scott Verplank, Dustin Johnson. PGA Tour says Singh is overreaching. The requests are irrelevant. Singh says the information will show the full extent of the PGA Tour's disparate treatment of Singh. What's your take?
Well, I think Vijay needs to go this route in order to really have much of a case against the PGA Tour. And I think this was probably his intention all along. It wasn't really so much talk about his particular case, but talk about the PGA Tour's anti-doping program at large. Because I think he feels tremendously wronged by all of this. I think he feels like he's been a great ambassador for the PGA Tour, even if he's a little prickly over the years.
Prickly, I like that.
and that's a nice way to put it.
He is. I mean, he's a very, some people say he's a very nice man, but he just is very standoffish, even more so than Tiger Woods. I mean, if anybody is more against the media and more unapproachable than Tiger Woods, it's got to be Vijay Singh. And it's just interesting to see that, you know.
It's true.
Yeah, it is. It is. And a lot of people say he's a great guy, and he's the first guy on the out there on the course to help another person, you know, another one of his players. But he's just a very isolated individual who goes about his business. And it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. On Jeff Cochran, This story, he apparently had a religious disagreement with a sponsor who said, well, would you stand, you know, if push comes to shove, would you give up your stand, your personal belief, and to keep the sponsorship? Would you do that? And he said, basically, no, right? He said, I stand by what I say, and I don't care if I lose a sponsor. And indeed, he did the next day. But my question to you about this Jeff Cochran, he's got this name that you think you've heard in professional golf, right? It's kind of like Jeff Cochran. Oh, yeah, somewhere in some tour. But he's kind of like an interesting figment of my imagination, I think.
Yeah, he is quite the enigma. He is a real person. I know he is a real person. That's at least true. But reading the story from where it originated on theblaze.com, which kind of leans to the right, I'm a skeptical reader. I'm typically very cynical. And so kind of reading it made me believe there are holes in the story as it was told to the Blaze. Not that they were manufacturing it, but
no.
What they were told may not have been as true as what was communicated. And just kind of started digging into it and found a gentleman named Dennis Silvers, who hosts a golf talk radio show in Las Vegas, who worked with Jeff and said basically he's a bad dude and he's lying and he's a con artist. And then it turned out there was another Jeffrey Cochran in Las Vegas around the same time as the Jeff Cochran we're talking about. And that guy's going to federal prison for 24 months very soon because he stole watches and very valuable jewelry from people at golf courses in the tri-state area around Nevada, and then came back to Nevada and pawned the money at a wink and nod pawn shop. So we know that's not the Jeff Cochran that's featured in the Blaze story, but as the story has kind of been read by more and more people, there have been some folks, especially in the last really 36 hours or so, have kind of given me a little bit more detail about Jeff, and I'm going to do a little bit more digging, and the story doesn't seem to end. So eventually we'll figure out who this Jeff Cochran guy really is. But for now, we don't know a whole lot about him other than he apparently had a kind of come to Jesus moment and feels like that that cost him a sponsorship. Whether or not that any of that is true, we still don't know.
Exactly. Whether or not any of what he is saying is true. And I say this quite emphatically because we had somebody in Hawaii who was running around with so many different stories. He took in so many different people from as far away as the East Coast, the West Coast. People flew to Hawaii to put on this mini tour, and none of it was true. It's people can fabricate the most elaborate stories, and it's amazing how many people will fall for it. It's sad, but that's just the way it is, even in the very honorable game of golf. It's been a pleasure. Ryan Ballingy, owner and operator, Golf News Net. Go check him out. And founder of Good Hood. We have about a minute. Can you tell us in 60 seconds what Good Hood is on this in this holiday spirit?
Sure. It's a social network that launched over the summertime, and we're going to make a really big push for it in 2014 because we put a lot of time into Golf News at the tail end of this year. But the idea behind Good Hood is to get people to share what's making their world better, what's making them happy, and hopefully what they aspire to make the world better in doing. And that's the whole point, is to get people talking and thinking about causes and ideas that are powerful if people work together to make them happen. And hopefully we'll be able to corral nonprofits and special organizations with great causes to come and compel people to talk about those causes and maybe do something about them, and hopefully we can reward them in the process.
I like that. Good Hood. It's also an app for your phone, so if you'd like to go find out more about, is there an internet site other than downloading an app until one's ready to?
Well, we're in the Apple iTunes store right now, so you can check that out on the App Store, or you can go to goodhood, all one word, .mobi, M-O-B-I.
Thanks so much, Ryan Ballingy, for being on the show.
Thanks, Danielle.
And we'll talk soon. Coming up next, over at it's the final stage of Q School on the LPGA Tour. And there's some really players you know well. Cheyenne Woods, she's playing right now. So is Mallory Blackwelder. And we've got a young lady who is 7 strokes ahead of anyone else in the field. We're going to be talking more about J. Marie Green, playing fiercely. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Aloha, this is Lisa Johnson. Don't miss the excitement at the Plantation Course here in Maui during the PGA Tour season opening Hyundai Tournament of Champions.
On January 5th through 9th in Kapalua, Bubba Watson, Adam Scott, and KJ Choi highlight a champions-only field. All fans are free on Thursday's Pro-Am Day. Competition tickets are $15 in advance at pgatour.com/Hyundai or by calling 665-9160. Youth 18 and younger are free with a ticket at adults.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded. Property guard and patrol services. Loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
It was our office manager's birthday, and she loves golf. So we decided to get together for golf at Poipu Bay, and we invited a bunch of our customers. It turned into a party. The clubhouse restaurant made a fabulous lunch. The customers had a great time and met the people they give orders to. They were golf buddies long before the 19th hole. Golf at Poipu Bay. Family, friends, business, and fun at Poipu Bay Golf Course on Kauai's South Shore. Spectacular. Call 742-8711 and book your tee time, get together, or event at Poipu Bay. That's 742-8711. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem. The big hitters of the PGA Tour hit Wailea for the Sony Open January 6th through the 12th. Come kick off the 2014 tour season with Zach Johnson, Webb Simpson, Jason Duffner, and Matt Kuchar. Big names, big action. Tickets at friendsofhawaii.org or at First Hawaiian Bank on Oahu. Military free with valid ID, new admissions and bag policy. It's the Sony Open at Wailea, January 6th through the 12th. Visit friendsofhawaii.org.
Oh man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh man, can't be too happy about that one. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Okay, stocking stuffers. Let's see. Yes, what can we think of? Oh, get your favorite golfer or yourself the perfect gift. A Poipu gift certificate. It's perfect, because they can use it when they need it. They can, for $25, go to Poipu Bay Golf Course and, yeah, practice, free range balls, get a cart, and play three holes, all right after work. Then you chill out, relax, stretch, get a little exercise, go home, and relax with the family. I think it's a great idea. And the Michelle Wee fundraiser, the countdown to Wailea, you know she is the title sponsor of the Michelle Wee HSJGA Tournament of Champions. I'll have more about that coming up because she's doing a fundraiser for the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. But let's talk with Dave Andrews, author and screenwriter of Pops and Sunshine, former golf writer and television news reporter. And, you know, I think that kind of is a perfect, reporting from the Symetra. Now, I've been trying to figure out, Dave Andrews, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Danielle.
Good morning.
Nice to talk with you.
It's good to talk with you. It's Symetra. Can you tell me the pronunciation of that word?
Symetra.
It's, this week is in Florida. The final stage Q School qualifying tournament to get a ticket to the LPGA. Now, exactly how many of the full cards are going to go out is not known yet. This is being played on the LPGA International Jones and Hills courses in Daytona Beach. This is a 90-hole tournament. This is like peaking for a major. And it looks like we've got 153 young women competing for cards?
That's right, Daniel. And 20 of them, the top 20 finishers, after tomorrow will earn their full cards on the LPGA for the 2014 season. And one of those, I'm just watching her now putting out on the ninth green. The lead group is making the turn now on the Hills course here at LPGA International. And the story of the week so far is young J. Marie Green, who is now 22 under par.
Wow.
She was 20 under par after the third round. That's a tournament record for LPGA Q School. And she She holds a 10-shot lead right now over the second place, Mi-Rim Lee, a veteran player on the Korean LPGA, who's now going for her LPGA card for next year.
Wow. I know that Jay Marie, and does she go by Jay or Jay Marie?
Well, I don't know. I think Jay, probably to her friends, but they always use the middle name. I don't know if she uses one of those two names for her first name or not, but everyone calls her Jay Marie that doesn't know her.
Right. Jay Marie shot a 62 yesterday. I mean, it's like she's on fire. Amazing.
She shot a 62 the very first round on the Hills course. And then, but amazingly, that's the course record on the Jones course, excuse me. But yesterday, the lady in second place, Mi-Rim Lee, on the same course over in the other course, shot a 61.
Wow.
So the course record stood up for 2 days.
You know, this should be on television. I mean, this is some real good golf being played. We all know Mallory Blackwelder from Big Break. How's she doing?
She's scuffling. She's trying to make the cut right now. Last I knew, she was about 5 over par, and I think the cut is going to be 4 over par, or close to that, at the end of today. At the end of today, the top 72 and ties will make the cut into the final round, which is tomorrow on Sunday. It's a 5-round event, as you said. It's a grueling, pressure-filled tournament. And this is a huge event for all of these young pros that want to live out their dream and make it to the LPGA. There's so much pressure on them, and it's just a fun and exciting event to take in.
Absolutely. Cheyenne Woods, of course, Tiger Woods' niece. I wonder how long she'll want to be Tiger Woods' niece. Cheyenne Woods, how is she doing?
She wasn't doing well. She was, I think, seven over going into today's fourth round. She'd have to do very well to make the cut in it. You know, she'd have to play extremely well to get her finish in the top 20 to get her card for next year. So it doesn't look great for her. She'll probably be playing on the Symetra Tour mostly with some sponsor invitations. She's very well known, of course, and she'll get sponsor invitations into several LPGA events by virtue of who she is.
Right.
But getting her full status probably isn't in the cards for her this year.
Wow, it's so tough. We have such high expectations, don't we? You know, it's like Cheyenne Woods, yeah, everybody pay attention. Mallory Blackwelder, yeah, she's been on TV, well known. So, but yep. It's hard living up to those expectations. Sometimes it's just so much easier just flying under the radar, and then you know. But it's not like Jay Marie Greene doesn't know the game. I mean, U.S. amateur runner up, right? And
exactly.
A really hot player. We have a lot of hot players. Kelly Shawn from Princeton, Caitlin, Seth Murray from Texas. We just have a lot of great collegiate stars.
I'll tell you one story that people should keep their eyes on this young player. She's now in fourth place. Her name is Amy Anderson, and she just graduated from North Dakota State University, of all places, where she broke all sorts of college records.
She was the winningest player in college history.
Exactly. You may remember her 2 years ago. She was leading the U.S. Women's Open for the first round as an amateur when she was still in college. She got into the U.S. Women's Open, and she was leading for the very first day, but, you know, she fell off. But I'll tell you, this girl can play. I've had the opportunity to follow her for the first two rounds because she was playing with a good friend of mine, just happened to be paired up with her. And she definitely, well, she should get her card. If she just plays some steady golf for the rest of today and tomorrow, she should be in very good shape. And people will love her. Wonderful young lady.
Why do you say that? People will love her? Does she have, her personality?
Yes, she is so outgoing and friendly. And she's the all-American girl from North Dakota, of all places. A big, tall, blonde girl, very, very charming. Very charming girl. I've met her and talked with her parents. They're here following her. It's just a wonderful story. You know, she comes out of nowhere. North Dakota State doesn't exactly create that many star women golfers. Everyone knows.
Yeah.
And she's just an amazing girl, and I'm rooting for her because I've got to know her a little bit, and I'd love to see her play on the LPGA, and I know the LPGA would love to see her play and contend next year.
Now, what about, I kind of worried about Lindy Duncan from Duke. Isn't Duke the one that's never has great stars, but nobody's ever really made it on the LPGA tour from Duke?
I know it. She's the next best good player to come out of Duke since Amanda Blumenhurst, I believe, who came out several years ago. And I, to be honest with you, I'm looking at the card right now and I'm trying to shuffle through my notes. I don't know exactly where she stands. She's not in the top 18 right now, so she's back in the field. I'd have to look a little deeper to see how close she is to making the cut or getting a card.
Yeah, it's okay. I just, you know, it's just, I was just worried about her because, you know, there's that Duke thing going on. I don't know. We have a great field, though. A lot of, you know, there's international. We have Jennifer Kitty from Canada, Kathleen Ecky and Tiffany Joe from the U.S. They're also at the top of the leaderboard, tied for fourth there. Tiffany
Absolutely.
Joe is in third alone, I should say. And
she's in the final group, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's really exciting. Now, you were a caddy for one of the players trying to...
Yes.
Tell us her story.
Anna Yoon. I caddied for her here 2 years ago when she was 19 years old, and she earned her LPGA card. She finished 16th. And she's been up on the LPGA for the last 2 years, but to be honest with you, she's struggled. She only made about four cuts her first year, and she only didn't make any cuts this year. And unfortunately, she's back here at Q School, and she played the last half of this past year on the Symetra Tour, where she did win an event, which was great. And any victory is good to build your self-confidence, but she's scuffling a little bit, and she's got a work cut out for her to get her card back this year. But that's golf. It's a tough game out there, and it's hard to get your card, and it's just as hard to keep your card once you're up on the LPGA.
Yeah, Riley Rankin is playing. She's tied for 19th, it looks like.
Yes, and there's several. There's Lisa Ferraro. There's Jane Raw. There's Kathleen Ikey, Sonhua Lee. There's about 10 or 12 girls or more from the LPGA who are back at Q School because they didn't play well enough to keep their status, and they're back trying to earn their full status back. So it's just your heart goes out to these players. You know, they reach the pinnacle, and it's once you get on top of the mountain, it's just as hard to stay up there.
Absolutely. I mean, we've got a U.S. Women's Open winner, 2005, Birdie Kim, champion. She's back at Q School. You know, as you say, you know, sometimes you can be playing terrific, but your score doesn't reflect it. And you hear Tiger Woods say that all the time. I was playing better than my score. I mean, it's true. You know, it's a weird, weird game in pursuit of the little white ball, trying to get it into the hole. Gosh darn it. I'm on the green, but I can't seem to putt all of a sudden, you know?
There's so many aspects to it that have to all come into place in order to have a good round.
It
and you
does.
Know how tough it is.
And you wrote Pops and Sunshine. The inspiration came from meeting these young golfers on the Symetra Tour. This is
right.
A great gift idea, by the way, folks. Pops and Sunshine. It's a screenplay. How's the movie coming?
Well, my producer says he's going to find the funding to make the movie, and I'm taking him for his word, and I'm just so excited because it would be the very first Hollywood film based on the women's pro golf game. There's been a lot of golf movies made by Hollywood, but they've all, you know, dealt obviously with the men's game, and
right.
never has it focused on the women's game. And I think it'd be great promotion and great publicity and good PR for the LPGA and the Symetra Tour if we could get the Hollywood film put together. It's a good story. It's all about a girl, just like the girls here today, trying to live out their dream and make it to the LPGA. And I think it's a nice story, and I think it'd be a great movie if we can get it to the big screen.
It's got the underdog component because you're cheering for her. She drives across country from place to place to place to place. And it's got a little bit of the romantic, you know, aspect of that all movies have to have. That'll probably be fleshed out considerably. But, and there's also the family aspect, you know, the tragedy in her family. And then she meets up with a man who's like a father figure to her, and he becomes her caddy. And it's a really, really, really good story. It's called Pops and Sunshine. It's a great gift for young golfers, just in case, you know, you think it's going to be all jets and fun and games and exquisite hotels and all the, you know, the sponsors. I mean, if Tiger Woods is looking for a sponsor for his event, and imagine how difficult it must be if you're playing at the, you know, trying to get onto a tour. You know, it's always a pleasure, Dave Andrews. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Danielle, it's wonderful to talk with you. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. And we'll keep following. Make sure to see who, I mean, obviously we have to keep our eye on J. Marie Green, because if she goes any lower, she'll just play right into the top of the field on the next LPGA event. Thank
you. Absolutely.
All right. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
This year, the Acura Season of Reason sales event is looking beyond the holiday hype to focus on what's important, the cars.
What do you mean, hype? I'm just a 40-foot inflatable snowman shooting a tinsel cannon with disco balls for buttons.
It's just that the Acura Season of Reason sales event is about great deals on great cars. And you're slightly ridiculous.
Ridiculous? I sing and dance in a rhinestone scarf. I don't even have legs.
What does that have to do with the sales event?
It's the holidays. These deals are hot. That's why I'm inside this snow globe.
Look beyond the sales and beg for attention. Look to the vehicles that won the 2013 Edmunds.com Best Residual Value Award for luxury brands. The Acura Season of Reason sales event. Smarter vehicles deserve a smarter sales event.
Your local Hawaii Acura dealers wish you and your loved ones a happy Season of Reason holiday sales event.
Acura of Honolulu has an incredible offer for well-qualified buyers. No payments for 90 days on all 2013 and 2014 Acuras in stock. Ride through the holidays in style, no payments until February of 2014. Call TJ Jones, General Sales Manager, today for the details, or visit them at 777 Ala Moana Boulevard in Kaka'ako.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the Golf Club.
More likely we turn to the guests that I have on the show. I just want to tell you about the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association and Michelle Wee teaming up again. They've got the online crowdfunding campaign to raise money for the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. Basically, whatever is raised, I believe Michelle Wee matches, or she's been doing so much for the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. And as Mary B. Porter King, the HSJGA president, said, I'm so proud of Michelle for all she does for the game, especially for giving back to junior golf through this great online campaign she created. What you do is you go to hawaiistatejuniorgolf.org. That's the website. And then you'll see the 2013 Michelle Wee Tournament of Champions fundraiser. And when you make a donation, it comes with a perk. Like, let's say, an autographed copy of a photo of Michelle Wee. 2 day passes to a 2014 LPGA tournament. And there's one coming up in April right here in Hawaii. So all these things, you get a little something, you give a little something, okay? There's 25 days left in the fundraiser, and it's for the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. So many things happen for Hawaii kids. We just had our Hawaii team win the Asia Pacific Junior Cup against the entire country of Japan, which was huge, fabulous. So it's fun. And thank you to Michelle Wee and to Nike and to Kia. They've all joined her in support of this campaign. All righty. Now let's get right to our next guest, who's coming. Mick Terrell is an LPGA Tour caddy. He's a blogger, and he's founder of LPGACaddy.com. Let me just say this. This morning I was going, oh, I need to know what the... And instead of trying to find it on a different site, you know, going to, let's say, to LPGA and trying to figure out which page the Q School scores are on, I just went straight over to LPGACaddy.com. And on the side, on the homepage, there's everything you need to find right there. I mean, the most obscure scoreboards. Leaderboards. Let's bring him in right now. Mick, welcome to the show.
Hi, Danielle. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. A website dedicated to LPGA Tour caddies, players, coaches, officials, and volunteers who work for the love of the game and people who just like to watch.
Right.
I just added that part.
Yeah. So, part of the reason for the creation of the site was to collect photos and interviews and write posts live from tour events. So it's still pretty early in the process, but I'm pleased with the initial launch. It gets me out there in the media center, and I get a chance to touch base with all the players and caddies that I've had a chance to work with over the years.
I was the first thing that caught my eye is want to become a professional tour caddy. That's one of your posts. That's on the front page. I mean, what benefits are there to becoming a professional tour caddy? It seems like it's a pretty tough road.
Well, it definitely is. I mean, it's definitely a challenge. If you're looking for a challenge, of course, you know, golf, the game itself is challenging. But to step inside the ropes and to work with a tour player and to have them rely on you for, you know, some pretty important stuff, you know, they've got a lot invested in their careers, and whether you're caring for them in a qualifier or a tour event, you know, you've got to be on your game. But you know, I have to give a shout out and credit to the veteran tour caddies who are out there. When I first started, I'd walk the course in preparation for a pro am, and I'd ask a lot of questions of the regular tour caddies. You know, guys like Paul Fusco, Greg Sheridan, TJ Todd Jones, and you know, these guys would go out of their way to share their experiences, you know, with the younger caddies. So from that point, once I started learning a few things on my own, I thought, well, you know, what better place to share that information is, you know, on a website.
It's wonderful because I caddies 10, 15 years ago weren't really considered a team member.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like that's changed over the last decade, where the golfer isn't a singular individual playing the game on his own. He has a team, and the first person next to him is the caddy.
Oh, definitely. You know, the best relationship you can have with a player is when you're working in sync. And of course, every player's got their own idea of what they want from a caddy, and you have to go by what the player is looking for. If a player is looking for a lot of details, you know, you want to meet their expectations. But getting in sync with a player, and if you watch the tournaments on TV, you can see the different characters of the caddies based on interaction between the player and the caddy. I mean, some of them are very detailed. They'll talk about the shot, and you'll see a lot of interaction. Other ones, you know, maybe not so much, but they're still, you know, I guess the top priority of the caddy is to work well with the player.
Now, there comes the one problem I have. I understand a caddy walking a course and figuring out the yardage and the best position for the player to leave himself in to approach the green and to have a detailed yard, a Phil Mickelson, you know,
sure.
Everything. I can understand that. What I don't get is lining up the putts for LPGA players and how caddies are doing that. It doesn't seem to be a part of the game.
Well, again, it's, you know, the caddy's job is to, you know, to serve the player.
Mm-hmm.
So if a player asks me to line them up, I'm not going to tell them, no, you know, I don't want to do that. You know, I'll definitely do it. But for the most part, most of the players I've worked with have not asked me to do that. So, you know, it hasn't become an issue.
Uh-huh.
If I'll tell you, though, the two most important things to a tour player are to have a control on the line and the distance of the shot. That's where you're going to hit your target. And if the player feels that they need help with the line, you know, fine, you know, let's see it.
Yeah.
What I'd like to do on the line is to frame the shot. Now, well, based on how the player is going to work the ball on that particular shot, you know, you frame the shot, you pick a target where they're going to work the ball from, and then let them do the lining up and they go through all the pre-shot routine and everything. But yeah, it does seem a little bit awkward, but I wouldn't rule it out. As a matter of fact, I think Annika Sorenstam's caddy used to line her up.
Well, it just seems to take up a lot of time. In addition to, I always thought that would be part of the skill of the player to determine just how good a player is if they can line themselves up.
It's the rhythm you want to set up with your player. Mm. You know, you want to get into that rhythm, and it's getting into the zone with the player. And if that's the rhythm and what you've worked on in practice and that's what the player is looking for in the tournament, you don't want to break the rhythm. You want to stay in rhythm. And that's so important, is to helping the player get in the zone. So whatever it takes to get him in the zone, that's, you know.
That's what you're going to do.
Absolutely.
As the employee of the employer who needs you to perform a function.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can completely understand that. Speaking of caddy, can I just ask,
sure.
I see it spelled with a Y and an IE. Are they both correct?
For the website?
For anything.
Oh. Oh, gosh. yeah. One's plural, one's singular, I think.
Okay.
that's not my strength English, though.
It's okay. It's all right. I just want, on the pace of play on the LPGA, do you find it slow?
Well, you know, pace of play is a funny thing. You'll be playing in a group, and you'll be keeping up, you know, with the group. You're supposed to be able to keep up with the group in front of you. So let's say one of the players in the group hits the ball, you know, into a hazard or out of bounds,
mm-hmm.
or something.
Or it's lost.
Know,
yes.
Yeah, those things are going to happen during a round. So you have to wait. You can't, you know, just obviously you can't press ahead while you're waiting for another player in your group. So once you see that you've lost sight of the group ahead of you, then you automatically start picking up the pace. And what I like to do is just stay in front of my player and just kind of not lead, but definitely be aware of that. And, we've been on the clock a couple of events at the U.S. Open when I was caring for Brittany Marchand. We got on the clock twice, and then you start sprinting, you know, to get to catch up, because you don't want to be called for anything.
Yeah, that must be very uncomfortable. How do you, speaking uncomfortable, I'm going to kind of change things up for
the
regular person who goes out with their golfing friends, and let's say somebody's having a particularly bad day, and
and
they're getting a little bit salty, as we say here. They're upset with themselves, obviously, and they're embarrassed. How do you talk to someone at that moment? Do you have words of advice for us?
Sure. Yeah. You know, once again, you want to tailor your reaction or you know your support to your player's personality. And then when you're in sync with the player, you can read their body language. You know, after a bad shot, they're going to be a little disappointed. So if you have a good enough communication established with your player, you want to give them positive encouragement, words of encouragement. That very often helps.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. I guess it's all about knowing, and if you don't know them, just maybe, you know, being quiet is the best thing to do.
Yeah. I mean, that's really kind of a fine line. You don't want to say anything that you feel might detract from their concentration or whatever. But obviously, you're working with them. You've had a couple of practice rounds with them, and there's definitely lines of communication you want to give them support. There was a par 5 at the Avnet Classic in Mobile I was carrying for Dorothy Dellison, And she hooked her drive into the woods. I mean, it was, you know, disappears into the woods. It's like, well, first order of business is let's find the ball, okay? So we found the ball, and she had just a little window open to get herself back into play. And I could read from her, you know, from her reaction was like, oh, you know, man, you know. So I said, look, you know, let's just put it back in play, get on a three, and one putt will get you birdie. I'll be darned if she didn't do that.
Wow. So, that was Dorothy?
She's
a sweetheart.
Oh, she is. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, she was playing for Turtle Bay for a long time.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, has she left the game completely? I think so.
I'm not real sure if she has or not, but it'd be great to see her back out here again.
Yeah, we'd like to see that, too. Can we ask you who you've caddied for, in addition to Dorothy Dillison?
Well, the first player I caddied for, you know, oddly enough, it was before I really even thought about becoming a tour caddy. I was a volunteer in the caddy shack at a tournament in Phoenix. And it was just myself and the caddy master were in the tent there, and Nari Kim, a tour player, came in looking for a caddy. So the caddy master looks at me, is like, "Well, are you ready to go?" And I jumped at the chance to get out there. And 27 holes later, you know, when I got home, because she practiced 18 and then another 9, so it was a good workout.
Wow.
Took my shirt off, looked in the mirror, and there's saddle burns on both sides of my shoulders from where the bag had chafed, you know. But I was pretty much hooked once I got inside the ropes.
So Mick Terrell is the LPGA Tour caddy we're talking to. He has a website called lpgacaddy.com. And my question is, if you want to be a tour caddy, what do you got to do?
Oh, gosh.
Volunteer yourself, and when the time's right, like what happened for you.
Yeah, these days, I wouldn't just jump right in and try and caddy. I would try and get experience first. Definitely the tour pro-ams, PGA or LPGA pro-ams. You can caddy for locals in that, and then you get the feel for being inside the ropes. You can talk to tour caddies and get an idea of how you'd like it. Then when I thought, well, let me give this a try, I had the chance to work with Vicki Hurst at the Founders Cup in Scottsdale. And I filled in for her mom at in the practice rounds and the pro-am. And then, you know, you get to work with the pros a little bit more and you just get a feel for it. If you really want to do it after that, it takes a lot. I mean, it takes a commitment because you want to be out there at as many tour events as you can. And just like the, you know, the junior players or the mini tour players coming up, it's going to be expensive. I mean, you have travel expenses. You have lodging. If you work on the Symetra Tour, which is probably the next step from a pro-am, working the pro-ams, there's not much money. Even if you're taking 10% of the winnings, there's not much money to be made. So it's going to be a challenge financially. It's certainly a challenge physically and mentally. But so many caddies who have been out there, you know, they love it. I mean, they really love it, and that's what keeps them coming out.
Now, how do you travel?
Well, probably this year I'm going to start on the West Coast swing, and I bought myself a used minivan. The last time I was out, I had an SUV, a Trailblazer. This time I got a minivan just to have a little bit more room. So going between events, I'll, you know, stay in the van while I'm on the road, and then I'll either get a motel or, you know, maybe bunk with some of the other caddies when you're at the event. So I was looking at the 2014 schedule, and there are a lot of events on the West Coast that I can drive to.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And so you pretty much stay in your car. What do you call that again?
It's a 1999 Pontiac Montana. It's got 145,000 miles on it, and I'm hoping it lasts for the season.
So it's the Montana Lodge.
Yeah. Definitely. The guys ask me, where am I staying? It'll be the Montana Lodge.
Mick Terrell, LPGA Tour caddy, blogger, founder of LPGA Caddy with an IE, lpgacaddy.com. Thanks so much, and I'm looking forward to the YouTube clips and talking some more in the future. Thank you, Mick.
Well, you're welcome. It's my pleasure.
Aloha. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
This year, the Acura Season of Reason sales event is looking beyond the holiday hype to focus on what's important. The cars.
And the holiday jingle.
Wow. No, actually, Acura is just focusing on the cars, not jingles.
Deals on wheels, deals on seals, wheels, deals, deals.
Yeah, that's the idea, but the Acura Season of Reason deals speak for themselves. They don't need to sing
about it. The frostiest sail, the chestnuttiest sail, the yule loggiest sail, the salesiest sail.
Look beyond the sales that don't have much to say. Look to the vehicles that won the 2013 Edmunds.com Best Residual Value Award for Luxury Brands. The Acura Season of Reason sales event. Smarter vehicles deserve a smarter sales event.
Your local Hawaii Acura dealers wish you and your loved ones a happy Season of Reason holiday sales event.
Acura of Honolulu has an incredible offer for well-qualified buyers. No payments for 90 days on all 2013 and 2014 Acuras in stock. Ride through the holidays in style, no payments until February of 2014. Call TJ Jones, General Sales Manager, today for the details or visit them at 777 Alamoana Boulevard in Kakaako.
In the security business, trust is earned over time. That's why Star Protection Agency has grown to be the largest locally owned security company in Hawaii. We've earned a reputation as a common sense, highly responsive, cutting-edge security provider. Our clients know that we're watching out for them. We know that our fast response is what makes us a star performer.
And we'd like to thank our clients for their trust over the past 20 years.
Trust your security to the Star. Star Protection Agency.
Kapalua, Maui. It's where champions come to play. In this winners-only field, the Hyundai Tournament of Champions features the best of the best on the PGA Tour. See Dustin, Adam, Brandt, Duffner, and Cooch go head-to-head January 2nd to 6th at the Plantation Course. For more information and to purchase tickets starting at $20, visit pgatour.com/Hyundai.
Copyright 2014.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back in the clubhouse. If you're looking for a good gift, you can always get, let's say, the Sony Open in Hawaii tickets. Put them as a stocking stuffer or in a card if you're sending out Christmas cards. It's a nice little addition, and you'll be helping Hawaii Charities, the Friends of Hawaii Charities. Same thing on Maui, and if you're a Maui charity and you'd like to get all the proceeds from the ticket sales for your particular charity, you should get in touch with the Hyundai Tournament of Champions, because that's a possibility. We're going to meet Kevin Sprecher, the lead master instructor, Jim McLean Golf School. He's the director of instruction, PGA, of course, at Sleepy Hollow Country Club. That's during the summer, and in the winter, he winters at the Jim McLean School Golf at Trump National Golf Club, the home of Terrell. He's a Titleist Advanced Club Fitter, a regional Sam. He also has a track man at home. Is it at home? Welcome to the show, Kevin.
Hi, thank you for having me. The TrackMan's at work. It travels around with me. It's very portable.
I just love it. It's an expensive toy to have, just to have it at home. I imagine that you'd be working with it. You're an Arizona State grad. You grew up on both coasts. How'd you get into golf?
I got into golf primarily because of my grandfather. He used to just take me out into his backyard and hit balls and stuff. My parents played, but I've always been an athlete and needed a new sport at some point, so I picked up golf.
Why did you need a new sport? I hear so many. One, you know, one guest broke his, tired of breaking his ankles.
I just got tired of playing baseball and tennis all the time. I needed something else to do.
Okay. You've worked with Tom Kite, Christy Kerr, Kelly Cooney, Peter Jacobson, Len Matisse, Lizalette Neumann, Brad Faxon, Bill Murray, among many others.
Yeah.
When you work with somebody at that level, are you coaching or are you instructing?
At that level, it's more instructing.
Ah.
They're already pretty good on the coaching side as far as what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Bill Murray's a little different. He needed a little bit of coaching and instructing. Uh-huh. But when working with the tour players, it was more working on mechanics. It was more instructing.
And how would you see, would you watch first to see what they were doing, I imagine, and then pinpoint certain things where you see there could be improvements made?
Yeah, I always watch them on the range first, talk to them about what they like and don't like about whatever we're working on, their ball flight, let's say. And then I go to the video and take a look at their swings on video with them and really decide with the player what we're going to change and how we're going to change it.
Because they know the game so well already, right? And they know so much about their swing, but it's really hard being able to see that sometimes.
Right. They know what they want. They're looking for a certain ball flight, and they sometimes they don't know how to get there, and sometimes they do, and I just add an extra eye to it. But like you said, it's hard to see what you're doing when you're doing it yourself. Because everyone's heard the saying, you know, what's feel and what's real are different. And that goes the same for tour players.
Yeah, that's so good. I like that. What's feel and what's real.
Yeah.
Now, some people, you use a lot of video. Some people I hear, they say, I don't want to see myself. Do you come up against that on the professional level?
Not so much on a professional level. Sometimes when they're swinging well, they'll say, I don't want to see it. And I do. And I say, that's fine. You don't have to look at it. I'm going to. Just I want to see if we're where we want to be. But I don't hear that too often. Most of the tour players that I've worked with are good enough to look at the video and look at something specific that we're working on.
All right.
The reason I bring that up is when you show an amateur their swing and I'm working on something specific in their swing, they're seeing everything. They see all the flaws in their swing, not just the one area that we're working on.
Yeah, I would certainly see every flaw.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what I find interesting, though, is I would want to see a good swing because that would create visual memory that would enhance my muscle memory, so I'd kind of relive that. I find it interesting they don't want to see a good swing.
The swing might not look like what they think it does. So if they're hitting the shot that they want to hit, they don't really care what it looks like as long as they're producing the shots they want to hit. And so what they're telling me is, you know, maybe I'm not doing what you're telling me you want me to do, but I'm hitting the shot and I'm feeling it the way I want to feel it. So I don't want to see that I'm not feeling seeing what I'm feeling.
Got it. Yes. Got it.
So that's how that plays into it.
Right. Right. Absolutely. And it's a sophisticated level, and you're working with some sophisticated tools as an advanced Titleist club fitter. Of course, you know everything about fitting for clubs, but also this SAM Putt Lab and Balance Lab, the analysis and training system, based on ultrasound measurements. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, the SAM Putt Lab is what they use the ultrasound for, and there's a transmitter that attaches to the shaft of the putter. So the SAM just measures what the club is doing. Doesn't tell me what the club head's doing. Doesn't tell me about the ball. It just measures what the shaft is. I input some information about the loft and the lie and the length of the club, and then it analyzes your stroke just like it's kind of like an MRI of your putting stroke.
Wow.
Versus just using video, and it can give it to me in almost 3D. So I can go by, you know, it tells me tempo and rhythm and face angle. It tells me all this information that I could sometimes see on the video, but it's accurate to within a tenth of a degree, so I can really dials in, just like Crackman does for the full swing. This is I can do this for the short game or for the putting motion. And everybody that I've put on my system has gotten better. It's a 100% improvement.
Where do you find the flaw in the putt that you can improve upon by looking at it with the SAM Putt Lab?
Well, it shows you 27 different areas of the stroke, and you can usually find something in most of the areas. So. try to do is find it, you know, try to break it down to the root cause, which usually comes from either some kind of an alignment issue, you know, face aim or path. Those tend to be the two most common mistakes that I see with putting, or even angle of attack. People tend to hit down too much on their putting, and with the research that the guys at Science of Motion have done with the European Tour players, they see the average European Tour player hits up on it 3 degrees.
So that is something really important if you're going to go play a round of golf today, which I am. So
the best way to get the ball rolling is to hit up on it and deal off the face. That's how you technically put topspin on the ball. So if you can picture tilting the shaft forward, mm-hmm. So the face gets de-lofted and then hitting up on it, you can picture how that would make the ball roll. And that's what the best putters in the world do.
Wow. Thank you. Just hold on a second here. KPUA Hilo, KGU Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo. Those are the radio stations that you are on right now and folks are listening to. It's also on radiogolfclub.com, either streaming live or podcast. You can sign up for the RSS feed and get the show, or you can just click on the link and find the show MP3 and listen anytime you want. It's archived online, and it's available, you know, for years. Kevin, you're on here for years, okay?
That's great.
You're Jim McLean, as a lead master instructor, how long does it take to become a lead master instructor for Jim McLean?
It takes about 7 years of working for Jim and his system to become a lead. He has we do extensive training down at Doral, where we do two staff meetings a week with all of the guys on staff. During the wintertime, there's about 25 PGA pros on staff down there. So I've been working for Jim since 1992.
Wow.
All the leads now, I believe, have been there for over 10 years.
When you guys are talking, I think of it as being a think tank where you're talking about new developments, new things. I mean, it seems like golf is going so far into aerodynamics and club manufacturing and imagery. You're using ultrasound. All the different things that are being used to help people understand how to hold the club, how to stroke the club, all of these things. At some point, you know, when you say there's 23 or 27 different things that you're looking on in the SAM Putt Lab, my God, my brain is like fried just now.
Yeah, well, fortunately, I don't tell you about all 27 different things. I disseminate the information and just give you one or two things that I feel like are going to help you out. Fortunately, in golf, when you work on one thing, something else is also affected by it, hopefully positively. So you might have five or six different things going on in your swing or in your putting stroke, but we might only need to work on one or two to correct most of them.
Ah. Oh, phew. All of a sudden, I'm feeling a whole lot better. Thank you for that.
Yeah. So in the staff meetings at the RAL that we do, we are talking about, you know, what's going on in golf currently, you know, what tour players are doing, what are the new teaching ideas are out there, what new training aids are out there, what things do we see that are coming out, and then we talk about our teaching system and, is there anything that we need to change? Because the basis of our teaching comes from what tour players are doing and the parameters that Jim has set through his teaching that for us to teach within, and do we need to change them? Unfortunately, in the 22 years I've been with Jim, nothing's had to change. The tour players are pretty much doing the same thing as they have been for a long time. They're just finding different ways to do it, but they're all pretty much doing the same thing as they were 50 years ago.
How about that, people? Okay, the question I have on training aids, obviously they can afford, the tour players, the guys at the elite level, can afford any training aid imaginable. And by the way, Kevin Sprecher, the lead master instructor we're talking with, Jim McLean Golf School and director of instruction at Sleepy Hollow Country Club in New York, one of his fortes is designing indoor golf facilities and private practice rooms, which the elite tour players have. They have their own golf courses. But training aids, well, is there one or two that you would tell the recreational golfer, the golfer that goes out on the weekend, what they should have to help with their game?
I would say for putting, I would get a chalk line.
Okay, chalk line.
You can pick it up at a hardware store. Most courses don't mind you putting a chalk line down because it washes out, and the chalk line can teach you so much. It helps you with your alignment as far as your body goes, as far as your putter face goes, your ball position. You can see your path. You know, there's a very simple aid that really helps with all the basic stuff that we need for putting. Full swing wise, I don't use too many training aids for my full swing. I'm just trying to think off the top of my head, any really basic. I'm a big fan of the orange whip.
Ah, okay.
I don't know if you've heard of that.
Yes, I have.
That was designed by Jim Hackenberg, and that's one of my favorite training aids because it does so many different things for people, more than they think that it does. So that's something. I don't sell too many training aids, and that's one training aid that I do sell because I see that it works.
Yeah. Mr. Costillo on Kauai, Joey, Ron Costillo, not Joey. Joey's on Maui. Ronnie, he has the orange whip. So if you're on Kauai, that's where you go. You can find it from Ron Costillo. Yes.
Yeah. Or you can just go to orangewhip.com.
Orangewhip.com for you listening. Yes. Wherever you are in the world, you can get it. Orangewhip.com. You know what? And the chalk line, you're talking about taking a piece of chalk and making a line?
No, what the chalk line is, it's technically like a plumber's line, and it's a string that's in a case. You pour chalk in it, and then the chalk gets on the string. So when you pull the string out, you can snap a line on the ground and then just roll it up. And then it's a nice thin line that helps you with all the different things that I've mentioned before.
Yeah.
I know most tour players carry them around. Now, you can set it up in like a T, so you can do ball position and face alignment. And really helps with your visuals and with your path and face information.
Excellent, excellent.
And it's usually under $10.
Yeah.
So it's not one of these expensive training aids that a lot of people have been selling.
Yeah, this is great. Oh, you've been such a big help. Kevin Sprecher, lead master instructor, Jim McLean Golf School. You're over in Doral's undergoing some amazing transformations. Are you seeing any of that?
Yeah, I was down there last week, and what Mr. Trump is doing down there is absolutely amazing. I've been at Doral since 1992, and I don't recognize the golf course.
Wow.
It's that different. He hired Gil Hans to come in, who actually, Gil did a renovation at my club here at Sleepy Hollow, and the course is, it's 7,500 yards. There's bunkers where the tour players need them and where the amateurs don't need them, so it's still friendly for the average player, but it's going to be way more difficult for the tour player.
Yay!
Yeah, and it looks beautiful. He's redoing the hotel. It basically looks like he stripped the hotel right down to the girders and is completely redoing it, I was thoroughly impressed with the changes that they've made there, because I've seen some basic cosmetic changes over the last 20 years and hasn't really done very much. And Mr. Trump basically blew it up and started over. And it's going to be fantastic.
That's wonderful. And, of course, everybody jokes, where's the water feature going to be?
Yeah.
You know, the fountain. There's got to be a fountain someplace. I suppose.
There, There's a fountain right by the putting green, by the blue course, right next to the first hole. But there's always been a fountain there. But Mr. Trump's got his own fountain in there.
Yeah, that's great. That's awesome. And we can take lessons from you if we're in Florida or up in New York.
Yeah, I'm in New York year round. I'm going to be traveling down to the Trump National Golf Club in Jupiter, doing some teaching there, a little bit down at Doral, and then even a little bit up here in New York through the winter. I still have my clients up here that like to keep at it in the wintertime, hitting balls indoors, which, by the way, I feel like is the best way to really improve your swing, is to work through the winter indoors so you don't worry about the ball flight. You're not worrying about having to go play a game on the weekend with your buddies and losing a lot of money. So we get a lot of great work done up here in New York in the winters.
I like that. You don't have to worry about losing money with your buddies.
But that's what everyone's worried about. They don't really care if they don't play well. It's losing that $2 Nassau to their friends.
Isn't that the truth? Kevin Sprecher, thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you for having me, Danielle.
Absolutely. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
It was our office manager's birthday, and she loves golf. So we decided to get together for golf at Poipu Bay, and we invited a bunch of our customers. It turned into a party. The clubhouse restaurant made a fabulous lunch. The customers had a great time and met the people they give orders to. They were golf buddies long before the 19th hole. Golf at Poipu Bay. Family, friends, business, and fun at Poipu Bay Golf Course on Kauai's South Shore. Spectacular. Call 742-8711 and book your tee time, get together, or event at Poipu Bay. That's 742-8711. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem.
This year, the Acura Season of Reason sales event is looking beyond the holiday hype to focus on what's important, the cars.
What do you mean, hype? I'm just a 40-foot inflatable snowman shooting a tinsel cannon with disco balls for buttons.
It's just that the Acura Season of Reason sales event is about great deals on great cars. And you're slightly ridiculous.
Ridiculous? I sing and dance in a rhinestone scarf. I don't even have legs.
What does that have to do with the sales event?
It's the holidays. These deals are hot. That's why I'm inside this snow globe.
Look beyond the sales that beg for attention. Look to the vehicles that won the 2013 Edmunds.com Best Residual Value Award for luxury brands. The Acura Season of Reason sales event. Smarter vehicles deserve a smarter sales event.
Your local Hawaii Acura dealers wish you and your loved ones a happy Season of Reason holiday sales event.
Acura of Honolulu has an incredible offer for well-qualified buyers. No payments for 90 days on all 2013 and 2014 Acuras in stock. You can ride through the holidays in style with no payments until February of 2014. Call TJ Jones, the general sales manager, today, or you can visit them at 777 Alamona Boulevard in Kakaako.
It's the Golf Club. Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor links. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
On the LET Ladies European Tour, it was great to see Pornhub Patlam winning her first event there, the Dubai Ladies Masters. Awesome play. I was looking at the PGA Tour. It's actually on the website there, leaderboard. Tiger Woods having that 62 yesterday was terrific. Zach Johnson's right behind him. So is Matt Kuchar. Matt with his smile. Who could ever get mad at Matt? Graham McDowell, Bubba Watson, Bill Haas, Jim Furyk, going down the leaderboard. Hey, Dustin Johnson, you've got to come to Hawaii to defend at Hyundai Tournament of Champions in a couple of weeks. I hope you're going to go indoors and practice your swing. And don't worry about all the money. I was just thinking, imagine if you will, if you're worried about $2 Nassau, what it must be like being over $1 million putt. Yeah, okay, so we're going to talk about that. Dr. Paul McCarthy is co-author of Successful Golfers. It's a book about the mental game with specific issues we all come up against and point-blank ways to deal with them. And there's an app for your iPhone. And we're going to introduce him right now. I just did. Paul McCarthy, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. I was looking, going through, you know, I was checking out your book. I think it was at Amazon.com, and they let you look at the table of contents and some of the practical fixes. Of course, the practical fixes for the mental game of golf immediately caught my eye. And I thought to myself, ooh, let me see now. Here we go. I feel my body getting twitchy when I have to play a short wedge to the green. That's fault number 10, people. There's a whole long list of these different things. Does any of this strike a nerve? I lose my confidence if I start a game badly. I mean, you know, you're out the gate with a, you know, double bogey. Have you just fallen to pieces? Paul McCarthy, Dr. Paul McCarthy, can you give us a little bit of background about yourself before we go into these specific practical fixes for the mental game of golf?
Yeah, well, I've been working as a sports psychologist for about the last 15 years, and I worked a lot in association football, which I suppose you know as soccer in the US, and I worked between there, tennis and golf, but most of my work was leaning towards golf. I'm also an active researcher as well, and I look at emotion and attention and the effects it has on golfers. I've got some fancy equipment as well that helps me to work out things, especially what golfers are looking at, their eye gaze. So that's kind of a little bit about my background. And currently I'm working at the Old Course St. Andrews at the home of golf. And we work with all players, whether they're, you know, European Tour players or players down to amateur level or aspiring young golfers.
Wow. Wow, you're at the home of golf.
Yes.
I'm seeing a picture right now of that beautiful hotel right there.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty spectacular. Yeah. It's sort of like something every golfer needs to do in their life.
Yes.
Right?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah, the home of golf. I mean, there's 7 courses around there that are part of the St. Andrews Links, but yes, to play the Old Course and just to stand there and look around the scenery.
Now, some people say they're afraid, like Phil Mickelson was, you know, I can't play links golf. I don't know how to, because the ball just keeps going and going and going.
That's a fair point, yes. It can be good and bad, I suppose. But
yeah, if you've just struck it badly, you know, whoops, there she goes. And speaking of that, so, you know, as I said, you know, what happens when you've started off with a double bogey, you know, and how do you recover from that to pull yourself together and put the smile on your face back into your body language and carry on?
Yeah, well, I suppose it depends really on how you see the game. Like for a lot of people that I work with, the shot that they hit means a lot to them, or it says a lot about who they are, rather than accepting that that is just the shot that they hit. It is as if it is the signature of the person that's hitting it.
It's an extension of me.
Uh-huh. And it's like the saying that, you know, a little boy does something naughty doesn't make the little boy a naughty boy. He just did a naughty thing. And in golf, I think we start to learn that the things that we do bad, as if they define us. But in reality, they don't. But because we adopt that attitude, it's very difficult for us to shake it off. And as you go higher into the game, you know, into higher levels, it gets even more difficult for people to shake it off because they tie the score to their image of themselves.
Yeah, Rory just had a 79. Oh, excuse me, that was Dustin Johnson. He had a 79. Rory just shot a 77, you know, after winning in Australia. Yeah. We would all say that's all jet lag. Don't worry about it, Rory. But maybe he does too, but the media seems to put so much attention on them. But so you must be different, you know, working with a really elite level of a player than...
Yeah, I mean, I would say the difference really is that they have a lot more going on in their personal lives that's attached to golf. One simple thing might be that they have a contract, a professional contract with sportswear, and that sportswear company might want them to go somewhere at a particular time to do a photo shoot, and it could be the time that they had planned to have off as a rest. Because they're contracted, they have to go, and because of that, they might be upset or annoyed or whatever, or tired because of the travelling. And it is really, I think, the knock-on effects of their life outside the golf course that seems to have a greater effect on how they play. One of the things we notice here in Europe, at least, is that South African golfers would come and play on the European Tour, and those golfers would be away from home and playing, well, in less sunshine than they're used to. And those things, again, being away from home is quite a struggle for them, because they might be away for 4 to 6 weeks and not able to get back to see a young family. So I think the demands are different as they change, and, you know, depending on where the person is from and moving into different cultures and so on.
The Successful Golfer, Practical Fixes for the Mental Game of Golf. It's a paperback you can get at Amazon.com, and it is really very cool. Just so many different fixes, you know, practical fixes for the mental game, and it's available as an app. You can download it at your app store for your iPhone, and I have it online. So I'm curious about what you said at the very beginning of our conversation about watching eye lines. And I'd like to, but before we talk a bit more about that, when somebody comes, let's take fault 10. I feel my body getting twitchy when I have to play a short wedge to the green. What's the cure? What's the practical fix, doctor?
Well, I suppose there's one very simple thing. It does depend on how you see it. Most people feel, you know, they will feel nervous, whether it is the butterflies in their tummy or sweaty palms or shortness of breath. And because they haven't been instructed in another way, they will interpret those feelings, those sensations, as negative, because they'll have associated them with, you know, exams at school or another time when they felt that way. And what we do simply is to instruct people that those are natural physiological reactions to a stressful situation. It doesn't determine the situation, it's just their body's reaction to it. A lot of the research, in fact, has shown in education research and sport research that if you tell people these are normal reactions when you are, you know, doing something that you care about, that those people then perform better simply because they understand why they feel that way.
Understanding is a powerful tool, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, I completely concur. That's wonderful. So just explaining things like that. When you did the eye line research, what were you looking? Were you looking at actual eye movement?
Yeah, it is one of the things. Well, we look at a few things. One is expert-novice difference. And one of the things we know about experts compared with novices is that they spend more time looking at two particular points. Say if they were putting to a hole with a straight putt, they would spend more time looking at the hole and then coming back to the very back of the ball. And that's where their eyes would fixate. And what we've noticed with novices is novices don't know where to look, and they tend not to fixate anywhere. And one of the things we noticed helps in terms of putting is to spend the time points focused on where it is you want it to go, then back to the ball, and then you can allow it to execute.
Oh.
We were kind of looking at what our emotions are in relation to those times or when we execute under stress.
Interesting. So not just where you're looking, but the emotions that are attached to, that's...
Yes.
Wow. That's a
because when we are under stress, we tend to look at the threat in the environment rather than the challenge that's in the environment. So whether it is putting or hitting over a hazard, for example, we tend to see the hazard quite large, and we see less of what we should be paying attention to, like the ball. And we've done these in nice simulation labs where you can, say, take a hole from, say, Pebble Beach, and you can put that up on the screen, and then people are shooting into that hole as if they were there in that context, in competitive circumstances. And they see what happens to them, you know, both physiologically, but also we look at their eye gaze or their gaze behavior.
Yeah, I completely understand what you're talking about. I mean, some of the things in this book, The Successful Golfer, Practical Fixes for the Mental Game of Golf. If you want to putt well, don't think about it. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, that's about right as well. I mean, that's partly what the research has shown as well, that for novices or people who are new to the game, they do need time to prepare, you know, to stand, to align themselves and so on. But the more able you are, or as you head towards expertise, it's much better for you to just do, see and do. And it's very, what you will see is that when people are in competitive situations, maybe playing down on the back nine, they are trying to gain more control, take more time over the ball, make sure they've lined up correctly and so on. But unfortunately, it seems to take away their focus from, you know, stroking the ball well.
So as you get to the back nine, you're taking more time, but you're performing, your performance diminishes at that point.
That's absolutely right. Yeah.
Wow. See,
so under stress, we attend more when we should attend less to what we're doing.
I like this one too. Imagery and self-talk can help you play better. So,
yes.
This is all part of The Successful Golfer, Practical Fixes for the Mental Game of Golf. We're talking with Dr. Paul McCarthy. This is a book. It's at Amazon.com. It's also an app for your phone. So, you know, at those moments, I don't want you to take up a lot of time on the course grabbing your phone and starting to read because you're playing a game. Dr. Wright?
Yeah, that's exactly it. The intention really was that there might be something, a little thing at fault within your game. And rather than completely overhauling it, it's often the point that one thing changed has a dramatic change on how you perform. And that was the intention, really. Because of the people that we work with, we consistently come across these issues that are, you know, that's what they come to us with. That, you know, I struggle from putting from short distances or whatever. And we created the book to answer or address those problems as neatly as possible. So they have one thing to work on, one thing to take away, and that really is the essence of the book.
Fantastic. And, you know, it's funny, the guest before you was an instructor, a PGA professional who instructed, and he said, sometimes it's just one or two things in a swing that there could be 30 things, but I'll just add one thing, and that changing that one thing could make it all better.
That's a very good point. And we always say that we fix the fault. That fixes the fall.
This is The Successful Golfer, Practical Fixes for the Mental Game of Golf. Dr. Paul McCarthy, a pleasure meeting you. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Aloha. And I want you, whenever you think of Dr. Paul McCarthy, I want you to think of the home of golf. Just kind of close your eyes and take a picture, you know, that picture you have of St. Andrews. All right? Doesn't that feel good? Oh, that's what it's imagery and self-talk. All right, it's time to wrap up the show. And we're brought to you by the PGA Tour is back in Hawaii. Get excited. Yes. Hyundai Tournament of Champions. It's our first tournament. This is the winner's only elite field on Maui at Kapalua at the Plantation Course. All ticket sales money goes to charities on Maui. And of course, volunteers, yes, always welcome. And the first full field PGA Tour event of 2014 is on Oahu at Wailea Country Club. John Daly, Hideki Matsuyama, Ro Ishikawa, Guan Tianlong, all sponsor exemptions. It's a 144-man field. Get your tickets at all First Hawaiian Bank locations and support Friends of Hawaii Charities. Brought to you by Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, visually stunning, nature and Robert Trent Jones Jr., you know what he does, conspired to create this stunning venue that at one time was the home of the Grand Slam of Golf for years. It's a unique and unforgettable golf experience. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Star Protection, for property threat and risk assessment, for protection for your home, for your business, for your special event. Get the Star team on your property. They're in California. And of course, the Star Protection is right here in Hawaii. And by Acura of Honolulu. Acura of Honolulu has this incredible offer for well-qualified buyers. No payments for 90 days. Well, at least until February, okay? Because the longer I talk about this, those 90 days are shrinking. But this is for all 2013 and 2014 Acuras in stock. Ride through the holidays in style. No payments until February 2014. Call TJ Jones. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2013.